At first, Bucking Horse looks like your average halfway constructed subdivision. But look closer, and you'll see a rustic red farmhouse and a big white barn.
Yeah, these buildings are beautiful.
Kristen Kirkpatrick works for Bellissimo, the developer that purchased this 240-acre plot of land in Fort Collins, Colorado, to turn it into a neighborhood totally devoted to local food. Bucking Horse will support more than 1,000 households. Some families have already moved in. Townhouses are currently under construction. Condos are planned.
When we show it, people are either like, you guys are crazy. I don't see the vision here at all. Or they come and they're like, this is going to be amazing.
While other developers look to mainstay amenities like golf courses or tennis courts to lure potential homebuyers, Bucking Horse takes a different tack, with agriculture being the big draw. The development has set aside land and is working on hiring its very own farmer.
So the site itself has a 3.6-acre community-supported agriculture, a CSA.
Add in a plaza designed for farmers markets, an educational center where homeowners take canning classes, plus a small livestock operation with goats and chickens. The neighborhood plan is infused with the quaint, pastoral, even romantic view of farming.
Our public restrooms are in an old chicken coop, and it'll be half public restroom and half chicken coop. We're really trying to connect people to where their food comes from at every level.
As the local food movement has taken hold, suburban developers have taken notice, leveraging the movement's in-vogue status to build neighborhoods around farms and ultimately to sell homes.
Traditionally, people have seen land development as being lots and roadways.
Lindsay X is with the City of Fort Collins Planning Department.
But recently, with Bucking Horse being a great example, we've seen people start to incorporate more gardens and more food production opportunities into their developments.
As suburban sprawl took over across the country, farmland was transformed into neighborhoods. And in many cities, restrictive zoning pushed goats, chickens, and tractors out of those new residential areas. Now, though, with growing interest in farming as a community activity, municipalities are being forced to change their codes to bring those things back in.
We used to have residential separated from agriculture, and now we're seeing those uses being combined.
A combination that could bring in big money for developers. Subdivisions that include small-scale farms have sprung up in Illinois, Georgia, Hawaii, and Vermont in the past decade. The Urban Land Institute estimates there are more than 200 developments with an agricultural twist nationwide. Quint Redmond runs a company called Agriburbia, which operates farms within suburban developments across the country. In traditional developments, someone still has to run the golf course. Redmond does the same thing, but with farming. He says this idea of farm as amenity is a great deal for your average small-time farmer.
The best possible thing for a farmer is to have the infrastructure ready. That is where most farming goes upside down or goes broke.
Redmond says it ends up being the developer or homeowners association putting in irrigation lines and making big farm purchases, not the farmer. Not to mention the vegetable fields are completely surrounded by homes filled with people already interested in local food.
So what happens is the farmer may farm that. Everybody gets to see it as they're moving into the subdivision over time. And then there's a real market for that farmer.
Okay, you want to get now?
Back at Bucking Horse in Fort Collins, Lindley Green is coaxing her two young sons to finish their breakfast. The neighborhood's concept attracted Green and her husband to move in earlier this year.
Once we saw this and the plans they had for it, we were really sold on the lifestyle, I would say.
And she's not alone. Bucking Horse's developer says new single-family lots were snatched up within days of going on the market. Values of existing homes have jumped 25% since the agricultural amenities started construction. Green says once the neighborhood farm is up and running, she'll be volunteering to get her hands dirty.
We love the idea of it, but to have it right here and maybe be able to go work at it, but not necessarily have it in our backyard, but still in our backyard, is awesome.
And so suburban soccer moms could soon start double dipping as backyard farmers. I'm Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can find other stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org.